I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A military Shengen in the South China Sea. This year's Balikatan joint military exercises are drawing attention as the largest in four decades. Over 16,000 military personnel from the United States and the Philippine Armed Forces will participate from April 22 to May 10, 2024. Additionally, contingents from the Australian Defense Force, Philippine Coast Guard, Philippine National Police and several government agencies will join. French Navy troops will also participate in the multilateral maritime exercise in the country's exclusive economic zone. The exercises will cover various areas, including external defense operations, cybersecurity, counterterrorism, humanitarian assistance, disaster response and interagency capacity building. It is remarkable that 14 countries, Brunei, Canada, France, Germany, Great Britain, India, Indonesia, Japan, Malaysia, New Zealand, the Republic of Korea, Singapore, Thailand and Vietnam, will observe the 2024 Balikatan. Many have publicly expressed support for the Philippines after China's aggressive and dangerous maneuvers in the West Philippine Sea. This shows us that we are on the right track and the world is watching us closely. There are nations aligned with our adherence to the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea and the South China Sea arbitral ruling. I remember coming across an article in The Economist about the concept of military Shengen. It is formally known as military mobility. It is the European Union's initiative to facilitate the movement of military personnel, equipment and assets across member states like the Schengen area for civilian travel. It seeks to overcome bureaucratic barriers and streamline procedures to enhance military mobility, interoperability, and response capabilities to security challenges. The military Schengen will harmonize regulations, standardize procedures, and improve infrastructure for rapid movements across borders, especially during crises, exercises or deployments. Poland, Germany and the Netherlands are the first EU nations to sign an agreement to create a military transport corridor in hopes that the rest of the region will follow suit. As of now, we only have the Mutual Defense Treaty, MDT, with the United States, strengthened by the Visiting Forces Agreement, VFA, signed in 1998 and the Enhanced Defense Cooperation Agreement, EDCA, in 2014. These agreements authorize the presence of U.S. personnel and the movement of U.S. military supplies and equipment in the country. They are reliable deterrents against external threats to our sovereignty. While considering the shared interests in the maritime domain, it's worth exploring a similar arrangement in the South China Sea beyond mere military cooperation. Retired Supreme Court Senior Associate Justice Antonio Carpio and experts propose establishing a marine protected area in the South China Sea once the United Nations High Seas Treaty enters into force. This would not only add another legal instrument to the rule of law that applies to movements in the oceans but also provide a haven for marine life, promote sustainable fishing practices, and contribute to the overall health of the marine ecosystem in the region. The Biodiversity Beyond National Jurisdiction Agreement under UNCLOS addresses key concerns such as marine genetic resources, including the fair and equitable sharing of benefits, area-based management tools, environmental impact assessments, and capacity building for sustainable marine conservation. Rodora Azanza, Professor Emeritus at the University of the Philippines Maritime Science Institute, said that the creation of MPAs is the pathway for ASEAN and part of the pathway for a sustainable blue economy is considering these marine protected areas beyond the national jurisdiction, especially in the South China Sea. The establishment of a military and marine conservation Shengen in the South China Sea holds immense potential. While such a proposal could face challenges, including political, legal and logistical issues, it could be a crucial step toward upholding sustainable peace and shared prosperity in the region. It is an aspiration that may appear to be far-fetched. However, who would have thought we would be where we are now two decades ago?
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.